Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, June 12th, 2019. On this day in 1817, the dandy horse was first driven. Invented by German Karl von Drais, it incorporated the two-wheeler principle that is basic to the bicycle and motorcycle and was the beginning of mechanized personal transport. The fact that there's a problem with the renovation and construction of schools is no longer a secret, and Berlin is strongly supporting the polishing up of its educational institutions. A request by CDU Member of Parliament Mario Zaya, however, shows that the funds set aside for this purpose are being drawn on only slowly. That is, the money is there, it is simply not being retrieved. Because the state budgets are full, the Senate has invested almost 370 million euros in infrastructure funds since 2014, in the school sector alone. The first SIVA funding program was decided by the Red-Black Senate 5 years ago. As before, not all funds for school renovations were withdrawn. Some of the measures in the program only have a level of absorption of 10% of the allocated funds. Overall, slightly more than two-thirds of the funds were drawn from this program. The situation is even more dramatic in the case of the SIVANA III support package, which was adopted in 2017. The program is backed with a lot of state money. The school sector alone is estimated at 200 million euros. Of these, 160 million euros have already been planned. However, in the past 2.5 years, the districts have barely called up and billed 8% of this amount. The SIVANA IV program, which was adopted at the beginning of the year, now only contains around 20 million euros for schools. 7 million euros of this has already been planned, and only 0.6% has been billed. According to experts, however, this is not surprising, as the planning of measures alone takes several months. Zaya commented, quote, "The so-called school building offensive is being delayed further. The funds already made available years ago by the previous Senate are only called up very slowly, and urgently needed renovation and expansion measures will not be completed in time." An inquiry to the Education Administration, which has the technical supervision over the programs, remarked that the district offices often do not have sufficient personnel capacities. The implementation of the measures is decided in the 12 town halls and not at the state level. On the other hand, according to a spokeswoman, it's becoming increasingly difficult to find suitable construction companies and that the Senate department regrets the delay in implementing remediation measures. CDU politician Torsten Kühne, school counselor in Pankow, stresses the importance of infrastructure funds for his district. In Pankow, he says, they're well on schedule, however. That said, he also confirmed that there are structural problems, including the lack of construction companies and the lack of personnel at the offices, adding that the public sector is neither an attractive employer for employees nor clients for companies. He stated, quote, "Above all, we need to speed up the procurement process because there's a shortage of staff at every turn." But that doesn't just apply to the districts. In the Urban Development Administration, building applications sometimes take more than a year to be approved. Therefore, the Berlin CDU now demands that the procedures be streamlined and accelerated. Zaya stated, quote, "Our demand will remain to have higher tender limits for the craft service, and Europe-wide tenders will only become necessary when measures exceed the 1 million euro threshold." In addition, so-called sprinter premiums for faster construction are to be concluded. Such extra distributions are paid, for example, in the area of transport if orders are completed before the actual end date. According to the Senate Department, so far there are no such premiums in the school construction sector. Despite flourishing businesses, the mood in the Berlin economy remains subdued. As revealed by the latest economic survey conducted by the Berlin Chamber of Industry and Commerce on Tuesday, the shortage of skilled workers and political uncertainties were the main problems, and, for the first time, concerns about the increase in energy prices have also risen. A year ago, this was still insignificant. The indicator for the overall business climate fell for the second time in a row, from 144 points in the summer of last year to 137 points today. IHK Managing Director Jan Eder stated, quote, "Business is not bad in any line of industry. We see an economic dip, not an economic crisis. The current figures, however, are a wake-up call for Berlin politicians to secure the economic framework conditions. According to Eder, debates about expropriations of private companies have achieved exactly the opposite." The association Haus und Grund, which represents rather smaller landlords, is calling on its Berlin website to increase rents until June 17th. The background to this is that the Red-Red-Green Senate will meet the following day to decide on a key issues paper on the rent cap, as Berlin Briefing reported on yesterday, which could then become the basis for a bill. Haus und Grund has published a countdown on its homepage with an unmistakable message reading, quote, "Make sure you raise your rent by the 17th of June. After that, this might no longer be possible for a long time." The paper on rent caps states, among other things, that rents will not be increased for 5 years, and excessively high rents should also be able to be reduced on application. As has been reported on and demonstrated about, the housing and rental market in Berlin has been strained for some time. Haus und Grund has defended their actions, and moreover, there have already been inquiries from landlords who wanted to make a rent increase. Berlin's building senator Katrin Lomscher has sharply criticized the Owners Association call for rent increases before the rent cap decision. The left-wing politician told the German press agency on Tuesday that the appeal was, quote, "a devastating signal. Tenants are thus degraded to the pawn of the real estate lobby. Anyone who uses rent increases specifically to put pressure on politicians at the expense of tenants is now exposing him or herself." The public libraries in the capital are particularly popular, trustworthy, and recommendable among Berliners. This is the result of a survey of the Berlin population commissioned by the Association of Berlin's Public Libraries. Thus, 90% of the nearly 1,000 respondents, regardless of whether they use libraries or not, consider public libraries to be a worthy place to work. Anna Jacobi, press spokeswoman of the Zentral- und Landesbibliothek Berlin for the Association of Berlin's Public Libraries, stated, quote, "a high percentage of the respondents stated that public libraries are a trustworthy place, especially in times of fake news, where you can get well-founded facts and objective information." She added that 90% of regular users of libraries would recommend Berlin libraries to their friends. The Zentral- und Landesbibliothek Berlin, or the ZLB, was voted Library of the Year 2019, this year, by the German Library Association and the Deutsche Telekom Foundation. The ZLB is also the largest public library in Germany, with two locations in the Amerika Gedenkbibliothek in Kreuzberg and the Stadtbibliothek in Mitte. The library registers almost 1.5 million visitors per year, and a total of 3.5 million publications can be found there. There are 81 library locations in Berlin, offering a total of around 7.4 million publications. In 2018, these 81 locations, which also include the Berlin book buses, recorded almost 9.5 million visits. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.